step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, it looks like somebody just showed up from the island of Kamana Wanalea. Or I'm sorry, Kamana just got laid. Your hair. Your hair looks, and this is a compliment, your hair looks great. It looks like you've been busy.
Taking a little roll in the hay.
Wait a minute. Have you? Oh, my God.
I was a few minutes late.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you can actually tell the difference, but yeah.
The minute I saw you, not only that, you're in a phenomenal mood, and you're always in a good mood, but you're like, you're about an 8 out of a 10 most days in your mood. You're like a 9.9. Where was it? The office?
No.
The car.
Working from, you know, people work from home at times.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't my home, but
look
yeah,
at you.
That's where I just came from. Yeah.
So the good doctor just gave you an exam, did he?
That's one way to put it.
Oh,
yes.
My God. When do I get my checkup?
Oh, that's weird. Suddenly got super awkward.
I didn't mean from you. I meant from him.
I know.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So things are obviously going well.
Yeah. I mean, they continue to go kind of up and down at times, but yes, there's, but.
Was that a pun for just a few minutes ago?
No, it actually wasn't, but that also. I mean, I'm clearly coming from a happy, well, satisfied place right now.
That is awesome. So I have to ask you. Did he listen to last week's and was he okay with it?
Yes, I was okay. It was weird because who's, you know, used to being talked about, you know, publicly like that. So that was a little odd, but we didn't say anything that crossed the line. He did say he was not, you know how you got like all weird that you were being too gushy about him being romantic?
Kind of, yeah.
Right. He thought that was an interesting response from you, but he was not feeling that way.
Good. Because that's what I was concerned about.
Yeah. I mean, his legit concern was, like, if anybody he knows listens to it, obviously they're going to know who we're talking about. But I was like, you know, the likelihood of his colleagues and stuff listening to this podcast is not high.
But even if they did, that's probably someone that he knows well enough to know about the podcast and know who he is.
Yes. And knows then has met me maybe and is interested in my topics and very open to these topics, which then already puts them in a different headspace. But anyway, yeah. And then he brought the whiskey thing up.
Ooh, what about it?
So he's got...
Just in case, we talked about last week. I already love the fact that he loves red wine. In fact,
the wine tasting. He was super touched that I had found a wine tasting for him to surprise him early birthday present. So yeah, red wine is his main thing. But he's got some whiskeys at home.
Oh, yes.
And I had a glass of one last night. And it was, Knob Creek?
Knob Creek, yes.
Yes.
That's a good whiskey.
And he was telling me the name of another one that's something like Pig Whistle?
That sounds familiar. I'd have to look it up, but Pig Whistle does sound right.
Something like that.
You ready for
one? And then
one
like Crown Royale, like a standard one that.
Yeah. Jack Daniels and Uncle Nearest, who's the guy who actually taught Jack Daniels how to mash.
But really?
Because he was a black man back in the day, they could not have him be the front of the company. So now there's an Uncle Nearest. I don't know if they call it Uncle Nearest, but Nearest. Actual distillery,
neat.
10 minutes from Jack Daniels that I'm going to go visit.
In what state is this?
This is all Tennessee.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them, it all comes, like Kentucky, Tennessee.
Yeah. No, but Kentucky whiskey, yeah, and bourbon.
But here's the thing. So I love Uncle Nearest whiskey. I love Jack Daniels. I love the stories for both.
Yeah.
But what's funny is I have one that a buddy of mine brought over months and months ago, probably 8-9 months ago, to try, and he gave me the bottle as a gift, my buddy Jay. In fact, that's who we're going with tomorrow to Paso Robles to taste wine.
Yeah.
And he's a big whiskey guy like me, and we have each other try different things. He got me one called Chicken Cock.
No
joke. It's actually called Chicken Cock, and there's a rooster on it. And I have to tell you, it's a good whiskey.
Ah.
Yes. It's a good whiskey.
All right, I'm gonna write that chicken
cock.
Cock. But we're allowed to say it in here because it's the name of a chicken cock whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in here, I figure it is. I am taking a little chance, but I'm not saying it's part of an anatomy.
Well, so have you heard of cock ring whiskey? It's a really good one.
Are you serious?
No, but it's a way I can say what we're not supposed to say.
Well,
here.
No, because sorry, that
I'll
is...
take it back. I take it back.
No,
I suck it back in.
No. Oh boy. Is that another reference? Never mind. Nope, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I actually just stopped myself for the first time in maybe like 50 years. Wow. I must respect you, Dr. Jen. But anyway, yeah, so I'm glad he likes whiskey and I'm glad things are going well.
Yeah. So I got such positive feedback from last week's podcast about us being back live in studio together.
Yeah.
My sister, my friend Sarah that we talked about, both of them were like, oh my God, it was so much fun. Like they could literally feel the difference in energy between us and how much we were enjoying it.
Then we need to do that more often.
Dr. Bob, as we'll call him.
Dr. Phil.
We'll call him Dr. Bob. He was just commenting on like just how professional we sound and how well, what good rapport we have and how well we play off each other. So that was lovely feedback.
Well, I'm always giving lovely feedback about your half of the podcast. Literally, when I promote it, I don't know if you ever hear me. I do this on the East Coast and Midwest as well on my shows. I'd say the iHeart Radio app, one of thousands of podcasts. And when I introduce it, I don't always do this, but when I do it, I'll usually say, you know, hey, Sex Talk with Clinton the Doc, one of thousands of podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app.
Yeah.
And our little podcast has been going for about 4 years now, almost. I said, I'm the guy who asks the questions from the person who's the smart one in the room. And she's a doctor, sociologist, sexologist. She counsels couples. And that's how I explain it. Yay. I say, you know, it's really basically a big counseling session for me.
No, that's awesome.
To learn from Dr. Jen and you get to listen in. And anyway, that's how I explain it. So friends and your Dr. Love, the love doctor, you know, that's, I know my role. We are fun together and it's fun to be with you in here. But the person who's got all the answers is you.
Well, thank you. So, but you ask very good questions and you're very, I think one of the things we model well is being responsible with our BS and our reactions to things. Oh, and if we're wrong or if the other person's like, no, you're like, oh, wow, I never thought of it that way.
You've put me in check before.
Yeah, I think both of us do that. I'm like, all right, no, that's a fair point. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think as long as we're open like that and if we even think we might have offended somebody, I think we address it. And I don't know that we would have offended anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah.
Because there are comments once in a while, but if you catch me on it or I second think it and it's like maybe 2 minutes later, I've done this before with you.
Yeah.
I think even you have. We go, hold on, gotta address something.
Let's go back. Yeah. So I think we are just 2 weeks shy of our 4 year anniversary of
That's
when we started. Because it was, I'm pretty sure it was early first or second week of October, 4 years ago.
That is unreal to me. When we say that. And in fact, it's funny because I was just thinking today, things get really hectic before I go on a short vacation. Like I'm going to Paso Robles for the next 4 days.
You were talking about being stressed.
Well, there's shows you got to do. There's commercials you have to do. And it's all part of the game. It's all part of the game. But, you know, of course, it's the same day that a family member calls and says, hey, I don't know how to do this on the computer. I think you can help me. Fine. Tomorrow morning, I'll run by before we leave town. Then another person, hey, there's a promotion coming up. Can you run your event that you're doing with motorcycles by this certain place? And it's like, man, where was this last week? Where was this a couple days ago? Yeah. But my point is, as I was rolling in here thinking, oh my God, how are we even going to do this podcast today? And I didn't think about canceling none of that stuff. It just enters my brain. And then I go, oh my God, we're almost 4 years in. Like I go from there to there.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I got two questions. One is I'm always coaching you in various ways here. One is like, is any part of the stress that you're feeling now before vacation and all the stuff that gets piled up, is it because you're a nice guy and you're not great at putting up boundaries
100%.
And then people take advantage of that?
100%.
Well, what's one thing you think you can change moving forward?
Well, it's funny. My business coach said this, and I think you're going to agree with at least this part of it.
Yeah.
And then I'll answer that question because it's a very tricky dynamic here.
Yeah.
But he told me several years ago, because I would complain to him about, man, gosh, damn it. You know, I don't understand. You know, I send out emails and I give plenty of notice and some people are great. Some people just, you know, they get a little behind and I know we're all busy, so I don't want to burden them with anything more, but it burdens me by not burdening them. So my thing is, what he said to me was, you got two choices. And, you know, he's always got that kind of that slight little thing. He's like, you got two choices, Clint. He's like, your choice is to stop complaining about it and accept it and just move forward as part of the gig, or you have to say something and put up that boundary. He goes, if you don't do that, stop complaining.
Yes, I 100% agree.
Right. So now what
can I do? If you're not
going
to do something different to try to make it change, then shut the hell up.
Well, and that's the thing. It's, I'll go on this little trip. I'll come back. And then I'll just kind of go, okay, next time, next time.
Yeah.
And it'll happen again. And then again. Now, here's the issue with that. The people who are, I'm waiting on to get their things done so I can do mine, are people who are in the same exact position as me.
Mm.
They are also waiting on other people to do what they need to do so they can do what they need to do, and then I can do what I need to do. Does it make it right? No. Does it make it,
but here's the thing. You start putting up boundaries at some point. It might take a little time, but people are going to have to change what they're doing on their side.
Or fire me.
Could it? I mean, could it? Is that actually a...
Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Here's the thing. With me, it's I'm a yes man. And by the way, I'm happy to do a lot of extra things. I don't mind that one bit. Not one little bit.
But it feels like it's a disrespectful of your time.
When it's day before I'm leaving.
Yeah. And you've told them in advance of that.
Several times.
Yeah.
And it and I understand things can get missed.
Yeah.
But when I'm triple checking to make sure that everyone's taken care of ahead of time for me to take care of things, that's when I go, okay. If it were one, two, or even three things the day before.
Yeah.
Meh, it happens. It's the way it is. It's the business. And that's true.
Yeah.
But when it's enough that now I'm going to be stressed during my shift because I couldn't do them earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's the issue.
So what? Okay.
And again, I say this again with total love. Anybody listening that I work with, I promise you, I know how busy everybody is. Stretched to their gills.
You talking about yourself and your stress does not undermine or trivialize the stress of anyone else.
I guess that's true. And that's where I fail.
Yeah.
So to answer your question about the future, I honestly think it's going to have to be a conversation after I'm back and just say, look, what can we do to not have this happen?
Yeah.
You know, it's, and maybe the answer's too bad. It's just the way it is.
And invite them into doing a teamwork thing of doing something differently together. To be like, this is killing me. I really need your help to do this differently. Yes.
It is. Like, I'm running around this morning doing things that I have to do for the trip that had I had some certain things done yesterday or the day, well, I did do the things yesterday and the day before that were available.
Yeah.
When they came in, I did them, you know, and... You know, again, if I'm told that is part of the game, too bad, live with it or not. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll live with it. But I at least need to say my piece because I never have.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I don't know if I've ever seen you this stressed and detached and like angry and frustrated. You feel like literally in the 4 years we've been doing this, I don't know that I've ever seen you in this state before.
It's to the point where I start to, and this happened last time, but you weren't in before then. It's where, and I'm not kidding. My left eye starts to feel tense and starts to droop a little. And I know that they can say that's a bad sign of stress, but oh yeah. And it gets to where I'm tense and I feel kind of tight in the stomach a little bit and like, you know, just tense.
Okay.
And it's not how I want to feel. I'm the guy who loves to be the yes man. I love to be the guy that comes through.
Right. Okay, can I do a little activity with you right now and our listeners at home? Okay, close your eyes and try to sit still because you're rocking right now.
I am. I do that all the time, yes.
I know. Try to sit still and try to like relax.
Okay.
Our listeners at home, if you're not driving or walking your dog. Hi, Norman, Sarah, if you're walking, Norman. Try to close your eyes and then take a few deep breaths. So breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And breathe in where you actually feel your belly filling up with air. Up to your chest, even up to your neck. And then a full exhale. And exhale even longer than your inhale is. Try to slow down your inhale a little bit, Clint, the next time.
Well, that's already helping. That's crazy.
Is it?
Yes, and I've done that before. Forgot about the exercise, and you just reminded me.
Yeah.
Whoa, did that slow me down.
Your voice actually sounds different.
Yes.
It's weird. Your face actually even looks different. It's very weird.
So let me tell you, I have asthma, so my inhale is not as good as...
Your inhale is short, I noticed.
It is, and that's bad. But, you know, I take the maintenance stuff, not the rescue, because I rarely ever need that. But I have to tell you, that just helped.
Good. The thing is, totally I literally felt your stress, and I've never felt this from you before. Now, it's easier because we're in person, and I could tend to pick up on people's things, but I literally feel like our listeners could probably hear it. That is like an exercise like that for literally 1 minute.
I think I'm going to do that every single day.
Well, multiple times of day. So one of the things I do is I have a mindfulness bell app on my phone. Now, my phone's muted a lot, like now, but when it's not, it goes off, and that's what I do. I close my eyes. I take 3 deep breaths. I lower my shoulders. I feel myself settle into my seat. I check in with myself and see if I feel stress inside of me. And I like mentally imagine the breath going to that area of my body. And we know there's a lot of research that shows like breath in this way, it reduces stress. It gets us out of our like fight and flight mode and gets us back more in the present moment and in just a healthier like mode where we can actually make better decisions from. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, it was that cocaine or maybe some alcohol, but that actually just did the trick. No joke. I'm making light of it, but honestly, that's something that I've known about for a long, long time. In fact, Anthony Robbins, when I read his book years ago, he does that exercise where you try anyway to exhale twice as long as you inhale. Now, for me, that's not a hard thing to do because you can see my inhale
like
is very brief.
Inhale 5 breaths, exhale
to 10,
like
whatever,
10. Yeah. Or you can do like box breathing that you inhale 4 breaths, you hold it for 2, you exhale for 6, hold it for 2.
That's what it was, the holding it as well.
And it's like it's called, I'm pretty sure it's called box breathing, but you exhale longer and that gets you out of fight or flight mode.
Okay, so not only that, which I didn't know about the fight or flight mode, I'll be honest.
It gets you from the parasympathetic nervous system into your sympathetic nervous system.
Well,
or
I gotta give,
vice versa.
I gotta give you credit for the nervous system and all that stuff. That I didn't know, the fight or flight mode. I mean, I've known about calming yourself down, but what I did know, and this, even if it did nothing else, is worth it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It gives your body your more oxygen.
Yes.
And by that, your health improves.
Yes. And your brain, like your executive functioning, everything. Because you were, I've never seen you really, you were cycling, what I call cycling. Like you're spinning. I can feel the anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one thing spinning after another. And because that's what we do when we're in high stress mode.
And the thing
but
for me is.
But we don't have to stay stuck in that.
Right. And that is a tremendous help. I appreciate it. I thank you for that.
So I'll tie this back to, right, this is health overall, so it's related to our podcast, but I can't recommend this type of simple activity of deep breathing and particularly breathing through the nose and breathing out of the mouth and everything else we talked about. If you're feeling frustrated with your partner, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling disappointed, to pause and take 1 minute to breathe like that or to remove yourself from the situation and be like, hey, I don't want to say anything I regret right now. I really want to have a good conversation with you and just let me just go reset myself. Give me 5 minutes. Like, make space for that. Normalize with that. I mean, what's even amazing if you can do it with your partner to be like, hey, you feel really stressed or hey, we're starting to get off track. Let's both close our eyes and just take deep breaths for 1 minute. That is amazing. Because do you know how many arguments would be avoided? How many things that you say and when you're heated and flooded with emotions that you regret and that you hurt your partner with that would be avoided if you're just able to catch yourself and pause and that was, you made that as a normal thing that you do in your relationship.
So it's funny that you mentioned this. Now, I know that this can pertain to anything in your relationship, whether it be intimacy, whether it be money, whether it be, religion, politics, family, all those things can be massive. I'm going to share something with you. I haven't shared much about my wife in a long time.
Yeah.
This is no knock on her whatsoever. It's an example. And I want to be fair and say that last weekend, even today, this morning, because we are getting ready to go on Paso Robles, We had just gone to Mexico, if you remember, Cabo San Lucas. And I get stressed about money because I don't want to put anything on credit cards anymore. Now, I had to the last trip, but I paid most of that off already.
Great.
So that is the formula because we just took out an equity loan on the home.
Oh, yeah.
Which I said I would never do again.
Oof.
But I did the math on what we're paying in credit card bills and some home improvement stuff. And I thought, you know what? I really need to calm down if I'm going to take these vacations and stop stressing because it ruins the first few days of vacation.
Yeah.
Well, this one coming up is only 4 days total. And we're only going to be where we're going to be for two of those four
days. Yeah.
So here's what happens. So we get back from Cabo San Lucas, San Juan del Cabo, 30 miles north. Had a great vacation. Spent a little more than I wanted to. Same thing happened earlier in the year with our other vacation. It always happens. It's my programming that I want to deprogram. So we are sitting there and I caught myself. Now, my wife pays a fair amount of the bills. We split it fairly evenly.
Okay.
But I'm going to say this and is not a knock on anyone. Somebody at the door?
I don't know. I thought somebody was, but okay. I think we're okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because if they are, oh, okay. So it's Boyer from, it's Boyer from DSC. Hey. One of my favorite people on the planet. And come on in. Oh, we got to get him in here. He doesn't know what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Embarrass
okay.
him.
Okay.
Embarrass him. Just say something like with sex. He's a good guy. He'll play along. There's Boyer.
Hello.
Oh, we got a puppy here too. Hi,
we're doing a podcast, my friend.
Yeah. Do you want to share something personal?
It's sex talk with Clint and the Doc. You know what? We roped you in. Oh,
as he sits down and pulls the microphone out.
Actually, put the microphone on. Let's go. Bring it up to your mouth.
We talked about this on our show previously.
Yeah.
They were, why did you stop having sex? Right. What was the coitus interruptus?
Yeah.
And I had this girl over at my house, and she brought her dog. And of course, I'm like, "Why the fuck did you bring your dog? What are you doing? The dog doesn't belong here." Too bad the dog's here.
Yeah.
So we're on the bed and I got her top off and the bra's off and the shirt's off and she's on her back and the dog jumps up. So I put the dog down.
By the way, Boyer's not shy to talk about these things.
No, that's clear. We really had to twist your arm to hear this story. It's already more graphic than I expected.
I'm liking it. Do tell.
It's like a 10-pound Yorkie. Yeah. It jumps up. I put it down. It jumps up. I'm like, fuck it. She brought it. Here we go. So I'm working one nipple, and the other dog starts working the other.
No. Oh, my God.
No.
Like she had trained it very, very well to do that.
That is an excellent idea.
How long ago was this?
Oh, geez, 20 years ago.
And she didn't even have to put peanut butter on the other nipple.
No.
Okay.
I actually was hoping for the peanut butter.
I know, because that's freaking tasty.
The dog
that would be amazing.
No expectations.
All right.
The dog was just doing it gratis.
Since Boyer has brought this up.
And she had her eyes closed and she was in ecstasy. And then I think
she thinks you're very skilled.
Right. Wow. Oh, and then she realized, well, it's not Two Tongue Tuesday. And then I think she realized, oh my God.
Two Tongue Tuesday.
It's my dog. Ooh. I better fake like this bothers me.
Yes.
So that he won't think I do this all the time when I'm alone.
Okay,
because
hold
then
on.
She's really going to be looking up some weird-ass porn.
Dr. Jen, hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
What if once in a while we have this man in during one of our podcasts, maybe every couple months, if he's willing, because this is good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm in dog rescue, and I'm neither encouraging nor suggesting that you adopt the dog as a nipple licker, nor do I think if you are in a dog rescue group that you should give it a nipple licker rating. I mean, some people say, good brother, the dog's nice for kids, doesn't pull on the leash, licks
barks
a tasty
quietly,
nipple, barks
that's...
quietly, yeah.
Yeah. So he talked about...
There's so many wrong directions to go with this.
I know. And he talked about coitus interruptus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So now I have a confession that I would have forgotten to tell you.
Yes.
So mine isn't as bad as Boyer's.
Yeah.
I have a coffee company. It is Motorcycle Monkey Coffee. And
where
I have
can people
clients,
get that, Clint?
MotorcycleMonkey.com, thank you.
And there's also a store that serves it Saturdays and Sunday mornings on Mission Gorge right across from the Sonic.
Thank you, sir. But that is actually Saturday mornings, but thank you. And we have a bike night. See, he's always helping me out. He's always got my back. But I overheard Dave, who is the lead of the show. It is DSC. Dave, DSC.
Yeah.
And Boyer's been on for, I don't even know, how many years now, Boyer, since the beginning?
I was the first producer they hired. I was also as it turns out over time, I used to say the worst producer, I'm probably a second or third worst producer they've had.
And based on what standards?
Let's see. I was terrible at keeping notes, terrible at follow through. I couldn't get there early enough. I couldn't book a guest, and I wrote shit down, and then I forgot to do it.
So they just put you on air then?
Yeah, pretty much.
But he works pretty hard, just so you know. He records all the shows afterwards, and it takes sometimes hours, so he does his fair share. But I will tell you, in fact, that drum set is his right in the corner behind you.
Oh, yeah.
So when you hear the sports reports and the that's all him.
I've never learned to actually play. I have a sense of comedic timing, and that kid is tuned for comedy.
But
I do not play.
Okay, wait, what's your Quintus Interruptus story?
Well, so here's what happens. I hear them talking yesterday, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, and Dave or Sarah, I don't remember who brought it up first, brings up that with my coffee company, I made a phone call to someone who ordered coffee from me. And I usually try to follow up with a phone call because it's a small company right now.
Yeah.
And while I can, hey, it's Clint. Listen, I just want to make sure you got your coffee, that you're happy, that it turned right. Good customer service.
Very good customer service.
Well, the guy wrote in to DSC on this very subject because when I called him in Chula Vista, or maybe it's Elkhorn, I don't remember, he was with his wife in Bliss, and I interrupted, and they said they stopped.
Wait, no, he answered the phone. Oh.
No, it was on their answering machine, I think. Or did he answer? No, it was the answering machine, because they somehow heard,
hey,
it's Clint.
So it was a home line with an answering machine
still.
Yeah,
at least that's how I understood it.
Oh,
and
funny.
So they are laughing. They start laughing out loud in the midst of their thralls, and then went back to it afterwards. So they talked about it on the DSC.
That's fantastic.
And I thought, my God, I'm a C blocker, an unintentional C blocker.
But anyway, then maybe you, that was my mindfulness bell. I just talked to you about
it.
My sounds should be off, but the mindfulness bell just went off. That's what I was talking about for reducing stress.
Yeah.
Maybe then, though, they got kind of turned on by it, and then you were part of their fantasies, and they were like having a threesome with you.
Yeah, you know, in the gay world, they call me a bear, I just found
out. Yeah, you are a bear. You're totally a bear.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
I was complaining over the weekend when I went camping, by the way, Boyer, with my friend James. When I was younger and in shape, and this is no joke, I've told you this, Dr. Jen, I was hit on by more men than women by a long shot. So I started to wonder, am I giving off a vibe?
Yeah.
Well, I reminded James, who I've known since fifth grade, about that.
But that's why. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though.
That bang mark didn't help. The little arrow pointing down.
Like I said, Boyer's not shy.
Your tramp stamp on your lower back. So,
insert here. But the thing is that as I was saying it, I jokingly said, you know, I'm kind of bummed that hasn't happened in a long time because I'm no longer in shape. And James goes, hell no, dude.
Ooh.
You're a bear.
Oh, yeah,
They probably love you just as much now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's like bear bars and stuff like that. Yes.
I learned all this.
Yes.
So it kind of rescued what's left of any ego that I have.
Wait, and how hairy are you, too? Is your chest real hairy?
Yeah, I'm kind of hairy.
Is your back hairy and stuff?
My back's
hairy. Are you going to show me?
My back's not nearly as hairy as my front, but it is hairy, and I hate it.
Do you ever wax it? Oh, yeah, you're pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, I've seen the photos of you like in G-strings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I've seen your hairiness really adds to the look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fire. He's very much in risk of bursting into flames. Just the hair. I mean, if you've ever seen, if you've ever seen hair burn in one of those
I've
YouTube
certainly
videos,
smelled it. It's not good.
Or the Michael Jackson video when he was doing the Pepsi commercial.
Oh, that's me.
Right,
seriously.
Right.
Yeah. Singeing all over.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't find anything to start a fire and you're desperate, you throw me on it and you're good.
Yeah, no, it makes me feel safe being around you. Yeah. So
boy, what we were talking about, just real, because we got to make sure we finish this because it's 3:12 And I love that Boyer stepped in on this.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what we were saying before is that with my wife, we were talking about stress and how I'm going on vacation tomorrow and how there's so much to do before you leave. And I want to be the yes man.
You still keep that key under the doormat?
Right.
Well, because he's got this whole whiskey collection. I know. I want to go. Yes.
Yeah. I'm in. Dude. In fact, now that Dr. Jen brought that up, I got to have you over for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, do you ever drink whiskey?
Sure.
Oh, good. There we go. So,
I'm not drinking anymore.
Oh,
I'm not drinking any less.
All right. At first, I was like, oh my God. So what we were talking about was the fact that, you know, Dr. Jen said, you know, to take deep breaths, and that's an exercise, and there's a certain way you do it that will bring you back down to what I call down to earth, and it's really just centering yourself, as she said.
But you're literally resetting your nervous system.
Because she could tell
specific exercises. Oh, I've never seen him like this in the 4 years we've been doing this.
So, but again, not rude, right? Just
no, oh,
stressed.
No, no.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to come across as rude.
No, you weren't rude, but you were unhappy and you were spinning.
Okay, so she brings me back down to earth. We did this exercise just a few minutes ago in here. And we got on the subject before you walked in of taking some breaths. She gives the advice that if you're in a relationship with anybody, whether it be friend, boss, wife, husband, doesn't matter. If you're going to get emotional, do that first. Give yourself a little time, then come back to the conversation so you don't say things that you'll regret or that will hurt your partner. So what I was going to say is all credit to my wife. She pays a lot of the bills. I pay a lot of the bills. But when we go on vacations, honestly, I'm probably minimum 80% of the cost, maybe 90 to 95.
Yeah.
And as just honestly, me old school as a man, as the husband, I feel good about that.
Yeah.
But the other day, when we were talking, because she pays a lot of the bills, and some months are better than others for us. You know, I said, hey, you didn't Venmo me from the people that paid us back for a certain part of the vacation that we took. Do you mind doing that? And I felt weird even asking her that.
Well, what's weird is why don't you guys just have joint accounts that you pull all of this type of stuff
That's
from and all the bills from?
That's a whole other conversation that I'm actually going to talk to her about.
Let's talk about that next time, because that's actually
more
really
my fault than hers.
It's related to a lot of the work that I do of what people do around finances.
I think so too. I think it makes you feel more like an actual couple. And I got to tell you, I'm the one who's guilty of that, keeping things separate. But before we get into that next time, and I'm totally good talking about that, is she, when I said, hey, you know, $280, can you Venmo me? She goes, remember, I did $110 on one of those cabs we took, or the buses we took to the thing. Yeah. Now, in my mind, I went, hold the phone. I'm like 2,000 deep in this, and now the 110. Oof. But I knew if I said that, it would be the wrong reaction.
Yes, yes.
So I stopped. I go, okay, well, tell you what then. Just take the 110 out of it. But then today at the store, I said, hey, do you mind getting these groceries for the boys, the 150?
Yeah.
You know, since I'll take care of a lot of the vacation. And I smiled at her, and she goes, well, maybe, let me see. I go, I guess somehow I'm going to get screwed again, am I? Now, I said it with a smile, and she laughed, but it was one of those things where I did take a breath, not intentionally.
Yes,
but I thought,
but you made a different choice. You made a different choice. Yes.
I did. And so I kind of ribbed, and maybe that's wrong, but I didn't do it the way I would have. Because what I wanted to say was, you know how much I'm going to spend this weekend when we go? And what now? So what I did was I said, you know what, honey? You're right. As long as you're okay, here's the deal. Just since you're doing the 150, forget about the 280. Just give me $100 and that'll help. I said, does that work for you?
We are totally getting into this next week, because this topic of finances, how people make decisions, why you're not just having a joint account
totally
that you spend all this stuff from.
I will be
because you're causing
open.
A lot of stress.
I will be open with you as to why.
Yeah, I'm curious.
No problem.
I can't believe we've never talked about this.
Oh, no. And I know I'm completely wrong on this.
Well, I want the wife to see all those Pornhub.com subscriptions that coming out automatically.
No. Even my buddy Mark, who counsels couples, he's a Christian counselor up in Oregon, who's one of my best friends on the planet. Even he told me, this is so weird, this is coming up. A week ago, he said to me, he goes, buddy, I'm telling you straight, you gotta join your accounts. He goes, that's something we talk about as counselors, my wife and I, about how this is part of your relationship.
Yes.
And I said, with a whole heart, I will tell you, it is my fault.
I'm just going to say, and then I know we need to wrap this up. I am stunned that you have been married for as many years as you are, and you've got sons that are 18 and 16 and going off to college and all, and that you guys are talking about Venmoing each other.
She put me on her account as a signer. I have not put her on mine.
Clint.
I will. I absolutely will.
Okay. Yeah, we got to talk about this.
But there's also a reason that I didn't want to even be on her account.
Okay, we got to talk about that next time.
I'll get into it. I promise.
Perfect.
And it's no disrespect to her.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this 90% on me
for
my mental attitude about it.
But it doesn't mean you can't choose a different path moving forward now.
100%.
Perfect.
I ain't going on anyone's account. I'm just kidding. Okay.
I think what you need to do, Clint, is it should be your account. And all the money goes through you as the head of the household.
Uh-oh,
you are the leader.
Dr. Jen likes
you are the spiritual
leader. I remember
leader.
This guy from when I was on their podcast a few years ago. And I was like, right, I remember you. I know not to take the bait.
Dr. Jen's like, I don't believe in violence, but I will whoop your ass, boy.
I know. I do have a black belt in karate, so I'm not worried.
Wait, do you really?
Yes.
We've never talked about this.
We probably have. But I'll write that down for next time also.
I would like to see you chop a brick in half, or can you kick a wooden
So for the black belt, for first degree black belt, the one test we had to pass was a jump spin back kick and to break a board. And the board wasn't quite an inch thick. It was like 3/4 of an inch thick. So, and you break it with your heel. But you're spinning. So it's like a blind kick because you're like spinning and kicking and like you got a bunch of people holding the board in place and doing it. And you got 3 tries to do it. I did it on my 2nd try. So.
All right, Jackie Chan. I want to see it next time.
Same bitches.
Hey, I know a Scottish martial art. It's called the Q.
I don't even want.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.